August 31st, 2012, it's the last Lullabot Podcast.
Lullabot Podcast.
Well, hello, everyone. It's Lullabot Podcast number 104. What we're calling the last Lullabot Podcast. I'm Jeff Robbins, and I'm here with...
Jeff Eaton.
And...
Addie Berry.
And...
Jared Puntshot.
And we're... We're making some changes. We're getting things done. We're you know,
rocking the boat.
That's what we're doing. We're changing it up a little. We've kind of been people who are regular listeners to the podcast may have been frustrated and may have sent us emails expressing their frustration with perhaps the infrequency of the Lullabot Drupal podcast. While we're flattered, we've sort of done some soul searching to try and sort of think about why it is that it's not happening often enough, and what we can do about that. And so we've decided to make some changes, which will not end the Lullabot podcast experience, but will actually end the Lullabot podcast, and we're
gonna... Wait, what?
I know. I'm being cryptic.
You're being very cryptic, dude.
I'm intentionally being cryptic, you know, because I want people to listen to the podcast. But yes, we're going to do a podcast today to talk about that.
But the answers are going to be after the ads.
Actually, I don't know if we have any ads.
Never mind then.
Yeah. you know, as usual, go to drupalize.me and subscribe. There you go. That's the ad.
Well sold.
Yeah. So I guess maybe we should sort of start with kind of a history of the Lullabot podcast. Perhaps there are some people who've been listening since the very beginning, but some people hopped in a little bit later. I don't know. It's sort of kind of built into the DNA of Lullabot a little bit, this podcast. And I guess I wanted to talk about that a little bit. I guess, Eaton, you've probably been on the podcast the longest.
It's 'cause I talk a lot.
Put him in front of the microphone. He's hilarious.
No, I mean, it really has been a big part of like the culture of like Lullabot and how we've, you know, communicated stuff and wanted to talk to other people about the things that we're learning and the things that we're developing and stuff like that. When I first came on board, the podcast was, it had been around for a while, but it was still relatively young. And I think for a long time, it was like something that almost the entire company just sort of got together every 2 weeks and we chatted and we recorded a podcast. And it was a big part of, you know, our internal culture as well.
Yeah, I mean, in 2006 when we started, there weren't a whole lot of voices in the Drupal community at all, and there weren't any books, and there wasn't any workshops.
But there was one, but it was about a couple of things.
it included some talk of Drupal, yeah, and so we wanted to create a place that new Drupal people could come to and hear about Drupal, kind of what was going on, what we were interested in and excited about, and ultimately sort of shine a spotlight on the stuff that we thought was good that was happening in Drupal and the Drupal community. And at the time, Lullabot, our real focus was consulting. We were a really small company, and rather than even doing development, we were just doing consulting, high-level architecture, and sort of developer support, I guess, would be another way of putting what we were doing, mentorship.
We did a lot of that, and often we would even work with companies who'd, you know, brought in a development shop who, you know, in those days there weren't that many development shops that really knew Drupal, so they would have like developers they were already working with or whatever, but they would bring us in to help them get up to speed on Drupal and figure out the Drupal side of whatever big thing they were working on.
And that pretty quickly led to us doing workshops, because we found ourselves just teaching a lot of people about Drupal. And so we thought, well, let's do some public workshops. And that those two things together were kind of a big focus for Lullabot for the first couple of years. And doing the podcast just fit right into that really nicely. It was a great chance for us to just kind of share what we knew and
what the new scuttlebutt was in the Drupal world and stuff like that.
Yes, good use of the word scuttlebutt.
I tried for one an episode.
Yeah. I think over the years, a whole bunch has changed. I mean, so that was 2006 when Lullabot started, and in the intervening 6.5 years, Drupal has changed. There are a lot more books out there on Drupal, and there are even a lot of other Drupal podcasts and workshops, and there are a lot of ways that you can learn Drupal, including Drupalize.me, which you can find at Drupalize.me online. I'm just going to integrate the ads right into the podcast. And
it's like the way they used to do it in old-time television.
Yeah,
and the
characters
would just hold up.
Oh, is that Gleam toothpaste? Yeah. Oh, goodness.
The more liquor ads there were during the show, the more funny the guy sounded by the end of the show.
Yeah. So anyway, our public workshop business, at least, has kind of dried up. It's not something that we focus on so much these days. There's so much training that's happening at Drupal camps and even DrupalCon and stuff like that that's really inexpensive, that we kind of focus on doing our training at those kinds of things rather than sort of workshop events like we used to do. And a lot of our work, we started doing Drupal development sort of in earnest. I mean, it had been something that we'd been helping our clients do, but it wasn't really the focus of our work. But about 2.5 years ago, we started hiring people specifically to do development, and grew the company from, 11 or 12 people to we're about 30 people now. And it's just sort of changed a lot of things. And one of the side effects of it, I think, has been the podcast. Speaking personally as the sort of the host of the Lullabot podcast, I went from being a developer, you know, real hands-on and doing the consulting stuff myself, to now with 30 people at the company, I'm a manager, and most of my time is focused not on Drupal kind of hands-on stuff, but more about.
But you still insist that contemplate can be a good idea.
It's a good idea.
Ideas are meant to be.
Yes, they're talking about the contemplate module, which I wrote way back when and spent some time defending it. For some reason, that module offended a whole bunch of people in the Drupal community. I've been busy with lots of other things, and when it comes to sort of shifting my attention, shifting my context into the Drupal world, I oftentimes don't know quite where to start, and so it's sort of been a hindrance to the Lullabot podcast. But we had a Lullabot company retreat. So for people who don't know. We're a distributed company. We're spread out all over. Just the people on this podcast are spread out all over. Jeff Eaton lives near Chicago. Addie lives in Copenhagen. And Jared Ponchat lives near Atlanta, Georgia. And I live near Providence, Rhode Island. And so once a year, we get the whole company together. All 30 people came to came to, actually to Rhode Island, and we all got together. And one of the things that we sat down and talked about is, what are we going to do about our podcast? And what we decided was some interesting stuff. Who wants to talk about that discussion and sort of what we decided? I don't want to dominate the...
Well, I think one of the interesting things that came out was that none of us were, you know, we were all excited about the idea of the podcast, but there were a lot of a broad range of topics that we were all interested in talking about. You know, not just purely like what's going on with Drupal, what's going on with Drupal modules. And it wasn't that we weren't interested in doing Drupal-related stuff. It's just, I think this is a reflection of where we've been growing as a company too, that the projects we're working on are often Drupal projects, but they're also, you know, we're getting involved in much bigger challenges. Like, we're not just talking about, you know, how do we build out X with Drupal? We're dealing with the whole design process, or we're having to take on content strategy work to help a company, you know, figure out what their plan is and stuff like that, and all the Drupal stuff. So it was more like it was this huge buffet of things that we wanted to deal with.
Yeah,
it's a little bit overwhelming to think about trying to
how do we fit that in a podcast?
Around that in our podcast that we've had for so long.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we've been doing bigger and bigger projects and getting and doing more and more aspects of them. That the Drupal the Drupal aspect of building a project like MarthaStewart.com, or I mean, last year we did WWE.com and helped Harvard launch their websites. And for each of those, we did different kinds of things. A lot of it's performance stuff. A lot of it's even just project management and kind of holding the client to a deadline and stuff like that. And so, you know, although we were actually doing more and more Drupal, there were more people, you know, more the count of people doing Drupal stuff at Lullabot was more. The percentage of all the people working on stuff at Lullabot on projects was decreasing because we had more project managers and designers and stuff like that. And so sort of increasing the scope of the stuff that we're doing. And, you know, we really wanted a way that we could kind of express that in our podcasts as well.
We could just make them longer.
A three-hour podcast.
We get emails about that too. Yes,
a three-hour
tour. Oh my god! Yeah,
we can edit that out, right?
Yeah, yes, we can. We're capable of it. We can do all kinds. We could run the whole podcast backwards if you wanted. So we decided to basically split the podcast up into three different podcasts. So the Lullabot podcast, I guess we would call it the Lullabot Drupal podcast, as we know it, is dead. This is the last one. This is it. This is it. This is the last one that we'll start with that silly way that we have started this podcast all along. So we will have other silly ways of starting other podcasts.
However, a phoenix will rise from those ashes.
Yes. Yes.
Or three phoenixes. Phoenix.
Phoenix eye. What's the plural on that?
Yes, that. So we got three podcasts. Who wants to talk about the podcasts?
Why don't we start with what Addy's going to be working on, because I think it's most relevant to the story you just told.
Yeah, I guess the way that this is sort of happening is that we've got four people on the podcast today. Me, Addy, Eaton, Jeff Eaton. We just call him Eaton because we don't want to confuse the Jeffs. And Jared Ponchot. And basically I'm handing off the podcast to the other three people on this podcast. And so we'll go around and let each person talk about the podcast that they're starting. So Addy, why don't you start?
Sure. So I remember when we were sitting around having this conversation at the retreat, and we were like, what are we going to do? And we want to do this, but and I remember Jared just sitting there like, well, we should just call the new one the Drupalize Me podcast. That's Drupal. And we were like, yeah, like it just seemed like so simple. And we were like having all this struggle. So, so we're going to sort of continue the Drupal tradition with Drupalize Me, because that's really what Drupalize Me is focusing on. I think it'll be a really, really great opportunity for us to expand beyond just the videos and sort of the training that we're doing at events, to be able to have podcasts, and we're going to sort of continue the basic everything Drupal thing, but I also want to mix in a lot more interviews and sort of get people in the community who are working things and sort of carrying on that Drupal Voices aspect of things as well, but maybe being able to dive in deeper into things and be able to jump into things when they're timely rather than sort of waiting for major events to happen and stuff like that. So
that was a downside of the Drupal Voices podcast, was that we would go to DrupalCon, and Kent Bai was doing the interviews, and he would go out and just record interviews with, like, I think he did 87 interviews at one time. And then, you know, even if we put out one a day, by the time you get to the 87th one, it's, you know, been almost 3 months. And, like, and it's, the information was starting to get a little stale and stuff like that. So we wanted a way to sort of sustain that a little better. I like that format, but
I always hoped we could kind of get into a situation where somebody was arguing with themselves from the past.
It's possible, I'm sure. Yeah. So Drupalize Me podcast is the first of these podcasts, and that's really going to be kind of the most direct relationship to this Lullabot podcast. In fact, yeah. I think how we're going to work it is that if you're subscribed to this podcast, you will automatically be subscribed. We'll just use the same feed from this podcast to become the Drupalize Me podcast.
Right. Basically, yes, think
you can
of
still
it
get
as
get your Drupal dosage.
Right, the Drupalize Me team is just going to put new energy behind actually releasing new episodes of what was the Lullabot Pod Drupal podcast.
Yep. Except that
we're going to put them out every other week.
Yeah.
Like on a regular basis.
Every other week.
That's a bold promise.
Can you believe
this? This is my promise. I'm saying it, you know, on the air. But this is the plan is to not just, oh yeah, we're just going to keep doing the same thing. This is, no, we're going to come out, we're going to do this regularly. We have a lot that we actually really want to talk about. And I'm actually super excited, and I've already been talking to various people in the community about different topics that they can come on and talk about. And so we have a lot of stuff lined up, and every 2 weeks is like, I feel like I need more episodes than that to get everything in that I want to do. So I'm excited for that.
Cool. And then the next podcast is Jeff Eaton heading up.
Guilty as charged. We have the name of it. It's the Content Goes Here podcast. I'm very pleased with that because it is both the name of the podcast and a promise. There will in fact be content in the podcast. excuse me. You can probably guess from the name, but the emphasis of that is basically content strategy and also what I like to call content tactics, which is basically a lot of the meat and potatoes work that lives in sort of the blurry line between straight up like Drupal project work and development and what in the broader web world is now being talked about as content strategy. Things like, effectively building out the model of the content for your site, ironing out the editorial process that you need to do and how to build out tools that support it, how to deal with thorny issues like, who exactly is in charge of the content for a given project and how do we build processes for them to, for the site to keep running smoothly after we've, built it. We're going to have interviews with content strategy professionals, Q&As with developers and site owners who've actually gone through the actual build-out process on large content-rich websites and can actually say, what lives on the other side of that process. I'm hoping that we can get some good migration war stories because everybody loves those. and for the Drupal folks, I think one of the interesting things is that we're going to be covering a lot of the really, really good tools for content work that Drupal provides, but we're also going to take occasional forays into looking at other systems and what they can, what we can either learn from them or what's going on inside of other communities like the Django world and Rails and other CMS systems on the content management and content strategy front. So I'm really excited about that. And I got to say, we've got some really, really awesome guests lined up for the first couple of episodes. And I think people are really going to dig it.
Yeah. to some extent, the fact that we're splitting this podcast is part of our content strategy, isn't it?
it's wheels within wheels.
We need sustainability.
It's and, like, well, we can't actually sustain one podcast. Let's do three.
Let's do three.
Well, I mean, it is really interesting because, you know, at least for me, it's been these are topics that we've sort of worked into the general, you know, Drupal, Lull About Drupal podcast over time. But there's a lot of meat to them, and it is kind of an awkward fit to try to, like, you know, take a full Lull About Drupal podcast and spend it talking about, like, you know, how to build your content matrix and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's certainly become part of our process in the, you know, that Lullabot does, and particularly one of your specialties, Jeff Eaton, is this, you know, ultimately, like, kind of meeting with the production department and making sure that not only are we going to deliver a functional website, you know, that it's going to be a used website, something that people use.
This is an interesting thing. The whole content strategy, you know, movement and discipline. For us, it wasn't something that we decided, hey, yeah, that sounds hot. It was that over the years in building websites, we realized there were certain kinds of things that if they weren't taken care of in the process of building out a website, the project just was not going to go as successfully. And over time, we realized, hey, wait a minute, that thing that when it's not there, things don't work smoothly, that's called content strategy. So talking more about that proactively is going to be a lot of fun.
And yeah, and I think as a development community, we tend to focus on the system part of the content management system. And so this is a podcast that's going to focus more on the content end of the or the content management end of the and less about the system. So I'm excited about that too. I'm excited about all these. And then we've got another podcast that Jared Ponchot's going to be heading up. Jared, you want to talk about that?
Indeed. It's exciting. So we do a lot of work refining our processes at Lullabot. And it's one of the things that I'm actually really fascinated with and interested in all the time is just design process and creative process. We also, at Lullabot, for some reason, like, Lullabot is just like where people who have been musicians at one point and decide to get into the web collide. And so we have like lots of people at Lullabot who are just interested in creative process in general. And I'm wanting to do a podcast where we talk with creative people about how, basically to sum it up, how ideas become things. So how brainstorming happens, how you get over creative block, how projects get started, how ideas get started, how they form themselves out into processes, and how processes happen. We're going to try to have every other show be an interview show, or at least at minimum every other show be an interview show where we bring in cool people who are making cool things and talk to them about their process around the cool things that they've made. I get to hear lots of neat interview podcasts all the time, and I enjoy them about design and whether it's web or apps or all kinds of things. But one of the things that I'm really fascinated in that I don't get to hear enough is just about the process behind things. So we're going to start the Creative Process Podcast. It'll probably roll out maybe a little bit later than the content one, and we're looking to have it be a monthly release.
Yeah, so how it'll work is basically, as Addy's saying, there's going to be a Drupalize Me podcast every other Friday, and then those alternating Fridays that are not Drupalize Me Fridays will be the Content Goes Here podcast and the Creative Podcast, our Creative Process podcast. So, yeah.
I like to think of it as, if you don't pay attention to the names of the podcast, it's just like the Lullabot podcast happens more frequently and has theme days.
Well, yeah, and we're still figuring out all the, you know, how we're going to line everything up. So if you're a big fan of the podcasts and you want to be sure to hear them all, pay attention closely over the coming weeks because we've got to figure out how the RSS feeds are going to work. I have a feeling that you'll need to end up subscribing to all three podcasts. As I said, assuming that we can get the technology to work right, this podcast feed will become Drupalize Me, but you won't automatically get the content and creative podcasts. So yeah.
That's okay. If you follow me on Twitter, you won't be able to not hear.
at Eaton. Is,
yeah, well, and so you can pick and choose the ones you're interested in. You know, we do, we're breaking out the topics into, yes. If you want all three, which I personally find fascinating, but I'm sure there are people who not necessarily going to want to listen to all three of them. But if you listen to all three, then there's a new podcast every week.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm really excited about this Creative Process podcast because, well, I'm excited about them all. I love you all, but this one in particular,
you can say you're most excited
because
about
I mean,
Process so, is his favorite child.
For people that don't know, my career previous to Lalabot was as a musician. I spent about 7 years signed to A&M Records, fronting a band called Orbit, and I found that. I learned a lot about creativity and being able to produce songs and albums and that whole thing during that time period. But I've found that a lot of the stuff that I learned in my music career has really translated to the process of both doing work at and running Lalabot as a company. And I don't know. I mean, I think the three of you can all sort of attest to these times that I was like, that reminds me of when we were driving around in the van and we used to, you know, I'm starting to get kind of old manny like that, you know. I remember when I was in the army. Yeah, you know, and so in particular, I think that it's interesting to look at not just creativity, but the process around it, because I find in talking to Jared, who has a visual design background, although you actually have a musical background as well.
Right. My band was wildly unsuccessful, but I do have a...
But there's just a lot of parallels in the idea of putting together ideas, making them happen, trying to edit and editorialize in your process while also keeping your creative brain active and stuff like that. And so I'm really excited to sort of have a venue to kind of talk about that stuff because it didn't always seem appropriate to insert talking about songwriting while talking about module building, although I do find a lot of parallels. So
yeah, and actually I do think that for the web developer out there or just the person making their living in tech who's been interested in the Lalabot podcast, actually I think the Creative Process podcast actually may hold a lot of interest to you, so you should check it out because there's a lot of fascinating things about creative process and how creative process and principles in creative process sort of apply across all kinds of creation. And whether you're a developer who's sort of creating new ways to solve problems in code, or you're a painter painting things, or a songwriter writing songs, or a designer designing websites, it's very applicable across the way, and it's very interesting. So here's hoping.
Yeah, it's exciting. A little scary, as these things are when you're starting off something. And here we are making promises, and I don't know. We'll see how it goes. But this is our intent, and we're really excited. So, the Lalabot podcast is dead. Long live the Lalabot podcasts.
So that seems like it's kind of a cheat. It's not dead. It's
right.
It's like we planted it, and it's given it now.
It's like a caterpillar.
It had babies.
Butterfly.
Yeah.
Yes. Anyway, but yeah.
So, and should also mention that it'll be starting next week with the first DrupalizeMe podcast.
Yes, in fact. Yes, next week you're going to do a DrupalCon wrap up.
Which was a great DrupalCon, I will say.
Munich.
Don't give the spoilers away, Addie.
Nope, just saying it's great. You should.
Yeah.
I left it.
Cool. Great. Well, anybody have any last parting remarks?
I'm pretty stoked about it.
Yeah, we're really excited. There's been a lot, a lot of sort of growth and change at Lalabot over the past couple of years. It was really exciting to get the whole team together and do some thinking about sort of where we are and where we're going and stuff like that. We have a really great new website that is just stuck and we're going to launch it very soon. Boy,
are you going to talk about that in the creative process?
I'm sure we will.
How to and not to do internal projects.
Oh, they're so hard because you know it's hard to assign time to it because we're busy with other people's paying projects.
It's the shoemaker's children problem all over it.
Yes, exactly. And so
then there's also just the element of like, you know, it's your baby and it's just like, but I don't have a limited time. I'm not being cut off.
Yeah.
And so but we could do that. Well, if we just, it's hard.
Well, and the website that's up now is, 2.5 years old, and it doesn't really represent the kind of exactly what we're doing these days. So anyway, hopefully we'll get that up soon enough, and we'll have a good showcase for these new podcasts on the new website. But in the meantime, we wanted to just kind of get started with the new podcasts and kind of make the change, and we'll sort of cram them into the old website temporarily until the new website can come out.
Which brings us to the content strategy issue.
Oh, it's related with all these things. Yes, so we'll get to be able to talk about the new website on all the new podcasts, I'm sure. But
cross-marketing potential unlimited.
Yes, exactly. So if people have thoughts or ideas, suggestions, if you'd like to be interviewed on any of the these podcasts that we're talking about, if you go to lullabot.com/contact/general to our general contact form, you can, there's a pull down there. You can select podcast and send us your thoughts and ideas. We'd love to hear from you. There you go. So next week, new podcasts begin.
Woo!
Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Cool. Well, thanks everybody for being on the podcast, and thanks everyone else for listening. And we'll see you next time.
And thank you, Jeff, for doing the Lullabot podcast for 6.5 years.
I'm tearing up.
Well, I'll be on these other podcasts. You'll still hear my voice, but
it'll be like spin-off series where, you know, like Uncle Jeff still like the door.
I'll come in. That's I get to play that crusty old man thing. My day, we were driving a van through St. Louis, and
if I get my way, Jeff will end up co-hosting the Creative Process podcast with me. Essentially,
we'll see. I'll be there. I'll be regular. So, all right. Cool. Well, thanks, everybody.
Awesome. Thanks. Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Bye-bye.